A woman has a friend who is, we're concerned this friend of hers does not keep the halachas of Shemitah properly. So you're not allowed to help somebody that does not keep the halachas properly do what he's doing in proper fashion. So it says that even so you are allowed to lend her something to sifting items or grinding items or baking items, even though there's a chance that she will use it to bake Shemitah produce, which is ready achaz man abir, and you're not supposed to be using it. But one should not actually be involved in helping them clean out the grain or grind it, because it's an issur to help the oivei aveira. So here's the big chiddush, that even though these kelim that are generally used for issur, as long as you're not actually involved in it, you're just giving the kelim in advance, it's permitted, since it's not clear that they will be doing issur with it. Wife of a person who keeps Tumah V'Tayra could also lend kelim to the wife of Amoritz who is not careful about Tumah V'Tayra. Also, the Snap of Chabara, the sifting kelim, Boreres, she could be Boreres, V'Techenes, grind, Marakedes, and sift. Once they put water into it, she shouldn't touch it anymore. Why? Because once the water comes into it, it can become a kapal tumah. And since you made it into a dough, you put water into the flour, it's already at the beginning of the dough process, it's already chayv and chala, and you're not allowed to take something that's chayv and chala and be metamid. Bizman is everything to tell me in advance, because the grain that we have and the flour that has it already was washed off initially. So it already became tummy before. Why don't you do this? You're not supposed to help. What is kulam loyavru? Were they permitted beforehand? They only permitted b'nei dake sholem. As that which were they permitted to lend them these kelim is also b'nei dake sholem, because if he could then, you shouldn't help a person even one step before they do the actual aveira to do that aveira. Here, since it's now at the time of doing aveira, and this was kelim that we used for making bread, basic foodstuffs, Chachamim made this takana to permit lending to them and not actually be involved in the aveira. Malzikim they going b'shvius, avaloy they Yisrael. If you see a guy working the land in shvius, you're permitted to say that have a good day, do a good job, because he's not doing any yisur. And even though he's a goy, neidak hashom, it should be nice to him. Avloy de Yisrael, Yisrael, you should not say be matzliach because you're doing an aver, working on shemitah. Shoylem b'shleim, also say shama aleichem to a goy, also neidak hashom. It's also it's a big chiddush, because even though shalom is the name of Hashem, but since it's causing more peace in the world, Hashem permits it.